This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little warmer today than it has been recently. Sunny skies today, high today in the middle 80s. Really nice weather on the way for the next couple of days. Multiple news outlets report that a grand jury in Orange County has issued 5 indictments related to the ongoing investigation of the UNC football team. Court documents were sealed, though, so neither the specific charges nor the names of the individuals indicted have been made public yet. The UNC football program has already been penalized for violating NCAA rules and regulations, but the North Carolina Secretary of State's office and Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall have been investigating whether any state laws were broken as well. Among other things, they've been looking into whether former African Studies professor Julius Nangoro committed fraud by collecting paychecks from UNC for non-existent classes he didn't actually teach. They've also investigated whether sports agents violated state law by providing players with money and other gifts. Last month, unsealed documents reveal that former Tar Heel Greg Little had admitted receiving more than $20,000 from an agent during his college career. Whether the indictments handed down this week relate to either of those, however, is still uncertain. Members of the Chapel Hill Town Planning Board say they're pleased with the plan drafted by the Central West Steering Committee to reshape our town and the area around the MLK Estes Drive intersection. But the board wants more clarification on several issues, and members of the steering committee itself still aren't happy with the plan. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The committee's plan was a draft version of uses and heights for proposed mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The plan also provided recommendations for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. The plan, presented in map form, was received fairly well by the planning board. Jason Baker said he was, quote, pretty pleased with the plan. He said he believed the bicycle and pedestrian improvements would be, quote, fantastic for the community and would help to mitigate traffic. John Adger said he believed that changes along Estes Drive were inevitable.
I take issue with some of the points that have been made by the members of the public because I think they're obsessing about the immediate problem and not really looking at the big picture. There's a lot of argument about will Estes be widened or not. It will obviously be widened, in my opinion.
The Central West Steering Committee has not had an easy road since work began in December of 2012, and the meetings have been filled with disagreements. Planning Board member Del Snow said she was not pleased with the work done by the consultant, who was brought in to provide the committee with technical expertise.
I feel that the tempo and style of the small area plan was set by the consultant when they came in with the maps first. I've always been a big proponent of having data to back up what you propose. That in itself troubles me.
Neil Bench, chair of the planning board, said something was going to happen to Estes regardless of what the committee presents to the council. He said he would rather have it happening sooner than later. 4 members of the Central West Steering Committee, who have formed their own unofficial subgroup, said they can't endorse the official plan. During the public input session, the 4 members presented their own map, which they said better addressed how development could affect traffic. They also criticized the official plan for failing to include community feedback. Committee co-chair Michael Parker rebuffed that claim. He said that the committee had held 4 community events, hosted walking tours, and offered a public survey.
So we, I think, tried as hard as we can to reach out and be reached out to.
Parker and co-chair Amy Ryan presented the plan to the board. They led the efforts to formulate the committee's latest version of the map. After several other versions, the map was drawn up based on one-on-one meetings that Ryan and Parker held with their fellow committee members. Ryan said the goal was to find trends among suggestions put forward by the committee members and then incorporate them into a new plan.
One thing I like about it is that I think it really squarely addresses the traffic concerns, which are so important for people in the area. And it also leaves things open to developers to kind of have flexibility about how they do things.
Heidi Chapman was one of 6, including the 4 unhappy committee members, during the public comment period.
This is an attempt to present something to the planning committee today. It does not represent the public's view. The public made it very clear at the Amity Church and also in the survey that they did not like any of the plans that the consultant had come up with. And the plan that the two chairs had come up with is even more intense.
Steering committee member Mickey Jo Sorrell began the presentation of the unsatisfied subgroup.
I want to make it clear that this group of four is not against urban development. We think it's appropriate in the right places.
The group presented their revised version of the map, which includes what they call a more in-depth traffic analysis. Julie McClintock said it better explained how the development could impact the neighborhood.
If the biggest issue of developing this area, the biggest constraint is traffic, why would you not want to deal with it?
McClintock added that she felt the committee had failed to address stormwater issues in an area that is prone to flooding. The steering committee will return to the planning board on October 15th with the final draft of the Central West Small Area Plan. The committee will continue its work until November 25th when it reveals a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
More details on the Pope Road shooting recently in our community. That story and more coming up in a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:13.
Carolina Performing Arts presents Lev on Wednesday, October 9th at Memorial Hall. Making its first U.S. tour after premiering at Jacob's Pillow, Lev is an adventurous new ensemble led by Sharon Ayal, former house choreographer with Batsheva Dance Company. This explosive company of fiercely talented dancers presents an evening of movement, music, lighting, fashion, art, and technology. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
57 degrees, 6:15 at WCHL. Chapel Hill police still need your help in capturing the suspects wanted for a shooting last week. And a third suspect has been added to the list of warrants. Warrants are still out for Ramil Dimitri Ingram and Jameel Deshaun Ingram. Jaheim Rashard Watson is now also wanted for first-degree burglary, second-degree kidnapping, as well as other related conspiracy charges. The shooting took place around 5:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 24th. At a residence on Pope Road in Chapel Hill, authorities believe that the suspects are armed and dangerous. Police say if you encounter these men, do not approach them. If you have any information, call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. We have all that contact information on our website at chapelbro.com. President Barack Obama blames Republicans for the government shutdown and says they didn't even accomplish their goal. It's one of those things that will continue to be up for debate. The president addressed the nation on Tuesday afternoon from the Rose Garden.
The committee.
He says the shutdown is not about deficits. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, requires all Americans to have health insurance and gives everyone the opportunity to shop for the best policy for them, much like shopping at a store. In his address, President Obama even took the time to share how the American people can access the health care options. For all the president's remarks, you can view the story on our website, chapelrow.com. Bottom line, what he says is even after the Republicans have shut down the government, the Affordable Care Act is open for business. The budget battle shows no signs of easing, with lawmakers from both parties suggesting that the partial government shutdown could last for weeks. The shutdown was sparked by a fight over Republican efforts to kill or delay the new health care law by inserting the measure in an emergency spending bill. Now, Republicans are proposing bills to keep open small slices of government, but Democrats are rejecting that idea. Americans frustrated over the partial government shutdown are taking to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to show their disgust with Congress. Some people are calling Congress immature, stupid, and idiots who need to grow up. Some folks are cheering on the Republican leadership's unwavering stance against President Obama's health care plan. Concern is rising across the nation that a prolonged government shutdown would cause consumers to lose faith in the United States economy and furloughed employees would stop spending. And as business owners concerned, Don Davey, who owns 20 Firehouse Subs restaurants in Florida and Wisconsin, says with a shutdown, some of his employees could be making less money as soon as next week. Things were a little bumpy in the first day Americans could sign up for health insurance under the health care law. The initial sign-up day on Tuesday began with a stalled website, an error message, and a menu that didn't work. In 36 states where the federal government is running the marketplaces, a snag involving security questions on users' accounts cropped up repeatedly, preventing many from completing their enrollment. WCHO News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this first traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery or an engagement ring, that very special, hopefully once-in-a-lifetime purchase, or that custom piece you've dreamt of for so long, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in Villas Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. Well, not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on when it does. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. If you spot anything unusual, we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. But right now, everything is scope setting. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Southern Season. Special happenings at Southern Season right now. As a matter of fact, you can celebrate fall flavors at Southern Season, where they've got all your tailgating essentials and seasonal snacks on hand. Located at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can go online at southernseason.com. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny skies. High today in the middle 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. So we're talking about some pretty good weather here over the next several days. It is 6:20 at WCHL, and time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Landscape Logic. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina football is at a crossroads with two pivotal matchups against Coastal Division rivals Virginia Tech and Miami coming up back-to-back. There's no time for the Tar Heels to sit around feeling bad for themselves. But following the devastating loss to East Carolina, Coach Fedora knows the season is hanging in the balance. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Perusing the ECU game film didn't make head coach Larry Fedora feel any better about Carolina's performance on Saturday. Coach Fedora says he may have proved an old adage wrong in the process.
Okay, you all know the old saying, it's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is. So you go in and look at the film. Well, it was as bad as I thought it was. So I proved it, proved that wrong. So the film didn't show us anything to make us feel any better about it, I can tell you that.
However, Coach Fedora says he's still supremely confident in his coaching philosophy despite the utter lack of execution in all phases of the game.
You know, there were a lot of disappointing things. I mean, finding the positive things was the hard thing. Finding the positive things was really the hard thing. So, we did just, our philosophy is very sound and is proven. So That's not going to change. It's not going to waver.
The most disheartening aspect of Saturday to most observers was the fact that it appeared the Tar Heels were unprepared or unwilling to match the intensity and passion of the Pirates. The game seemed to not be worth fighting for on their home turf for the majority of the contest, and Coach Fedora says he takes responsibility for that letdown.
You cannot play the game unless you play the game with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, passion that I've all talked about before. And we didn't do that Saturday. We didn't do that. And again, that's my fault.
Sunday's practice time was spent correcting the laundry list of mistakes made in the game. Coach Fedora says that now it's about putting the past behind them and making a mental decision to turn the corner.
We evaluated the film. We watched it with the film with the guys. We were critical of them. They were critical of themselves. Then we went out and practiced, and we went through every mistake that was made on the field, every single one. And then it's like, okay, put it to bed, you know, and now make a choice. You know, make a conscious choice what you want to do from this point on. And when you come out on Tuesday, let's go.
With a tough road trip up to Blacksburg to face a resurgent Virginia Tech team on deck, Coach Fedora says he knows this Tar Heel offense can't be sputtering against the Bud Foster coach defense that has its, quote, mojo back.
It's the same guys, basically, you know, and they've got a couple freshmen in the secondary that are playing really well for them. But it's the same guys, you know, they got the mojo back. I mean, they're playing really well together, and they believe in themselves, and I mean, they got that mojo right now, and they're playing really well together.
Kickoff at Virginia Tech is scheduled for 12:30 p.m. Saturday, and WCHL will have your game day covered beginning with countdown to kickoff at 9 a.m. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Tar Heel women's basketball team held its first fall practice in Carmichael Arena on Monday. Head coach Sylvia Hatchell is off and running on her preparations for a season ripe with expectation and excitement for a couple of reasons. For one, the Tar Heels have the pleasure of greeting the much-anticipated group of four freshmen that made up the top recruiting class in the nation last year. And with the veteran stable of returning players finally healthy for the first time, Hatchell says she's excited about the possibilities. The other offseason headline came in the form of the addition of former Tar Heel All-American point guard Ivory Latta as an assistant coach for Carolina. The current Washington Mystics All-Star guard says she's thrilled to get her second job underway after finishing her WNBA season a few weeks ago. A newly inducted Hall of Fame member Hatchell says she loves the winner's mentality that Latta brings back to the Carolina program. The Tar Heel women's basketball season gets underway November 8th in a home encounter against Air Force. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel women's basketball on our website at chapelboro.com. There's some top-notch volleyball being played in Chapel Hill these days. In fact, UNC women's volleyball is now tied to best-ever program ranking by landing at number 11 in this week's AVCA Division I coaches poll. Carolina now 13-0, 2-0 in the ACC, was last ranked 11th in the 2002 season. And that year, it finished the season at number 12. Already having jumped out of the team's best season start in program history, UNC remains one of just three schools left undefeated. Tar Heels are joined by the number 1 Washington Huskies and the number 17 Colorado State Rams in the unblemished club. Carolina will dive into ACC road play this weekend, paying a visit to Syracuse on Friday and wrapping things up at Boston College on Sunday. You can see this story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel Olympic sports on our website and chapelboro.com. You can certainly see all of our news stories as well on chapelboro.com, and there's an app for that. It is 6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. Whose fault is it, this partial U.S. government shutdown? Clearly, the Republicans don't want to accept what the Democrats propose, nor will the Democrats consider anything the Republicans have put forth. In a moment, what they're saying about each other.
If you're a CEO, chances are your HR department is looking for a new HR and payroll solution to manage your company's needs. Just tell them to turn to Paycom. You've heard of cloud-based technology? Well, Paycom uses that in ways that can revolutionize your company. Its cutting-edge system and tools are extremely easy to use, and the best thing is it's all-in-one application. If your company is using multiple systems to manage all your HR and payroll functions, you're just wasting time. And even worse, your company could be at risk for non-compliance, and that would not be good. So reduce your exposure and save time and money for you and for your employees just by easily switching to Paycom. Just text my last name, Osgood, to 511-511, and you'll receive Paycom's free guide, 7 Tips to Consider When Switching HR and Payroll Companies. Again, text my last name, Osgood, to 511-511. One more time. Text Osgood to 511-511 to receive the 7 tips. Paycom, raising the bar on payroll and HR.
Here's what President Obama says is going on.
One faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, shut down major parts of the government, all because they didn't like one law.
That would be the Affordable Care Act. Here's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats need to understand about that.
They need to understand that Obamacare is not ready for prime time. Not ready for prime time.
But its time has already come, says the president. There's nothing to talk about.
The irony that the House Republicans have to contend with is they shut down a whole bunch of parts of the government, but the Affordable Care Act is still open for business.
Says Speaker of the House John Boehner, we're not the ones stonewalling about it.
My goodness, they won't even sit down and have a discussion about this. The only way these problems are going to be resolved, if we sit down amicably and keep the American people in mind and come to an agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Republicans are to blame for all this.
Speaker Boehner and his band of Tea Party radicals have done the unthinkable. They've shut down the federal government.
Not true, says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
They'll say it was the mean old Republicans or the Tea Party or Fox News or maybe even George W. Bush. They shut down the government, and now they're praying the American people will think somebody else is responsible.
And so it goes as it gets worse and apprehension lingers. And the only movement visible is pointing of the fingers. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, Tar Heel fans. This is Brian Pop, owner and operator of Landscape Logic. Fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com.
Landscape Logic is the logical choice for all your landscape needs. The Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Insurance, is off to a flying start. WCHL and Chapelboro.com are going to send two Carolina fans to New York City for two fun-filled days, then up to the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to cheer on the Tar Heels in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Did we mention there are 38 sponsor locations around town where you can register, including Eclipse Tanning Salon and Bell Spa, Great Outdoor Provision Company, Grimble Jewelers, and Glass Half Full. We're drawing finalists from each location each week for the next 5 weeks. You can also become a finalist by calling in to the WCHL morning, afternoon, and evening news every weekday by submitting an entry online at chapelboro.com or on Chapelboro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Elmo's Diner, Harrington Bank, Homestead Senior Care. It's the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Nationwide Insurance. Get your entries in now.
And if you're just waking up this morning, you will have an opportunity to call in and get qualified next hour, and again in the 8 o'clock hour, right here at WCHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Eclipse Tanning. It's up to half off. Three different tanning packages available now. With today's deal, choose from three popular tanning packages. One option is for a one custom spray tan available for $18. Another option is get three custom spray tans for $49. Finally, you can get one tan in each of the five level tanning beds for only $45. It's up to half off from a tanning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carver weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, it's going to be a nice day again. 58 degrees, sunshine, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. So looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Friday, another good day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. In case you're wondering about the weekend, that looks good too. On Saturday, sunshine, high middle 80s. Sunday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers on Sunday afternoon, high in the low 80s. But between now and then, absolutely fantastic.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
State, I'm Dave Barrett. Partial shutdown of the federal government has a big effect on D.C., whose representative, Eleanor Holmes Norton, pleaded with Congress.
Keep the district open.
Don't dare compare us to your appropriations.
Now, at the World War II Memorial, things were supposed to be shut down, but Honor Flight veterans did get in. Here's WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
It's up to U.S. Park Police officers to enforce the closure, something they opted not to do as a group from Mississippi bypassed barriers. Dozens of veterans from Missouri plan to follow suit today.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss, after one day of this mess.
There is no progress and no real efforts on Capitol Hill to end the crisis, which has thrown hundreds of thousands of people around the country out of work. Political maneuvering and political games are not in short supply, but in terms of actual negotiations or movement towards funding the government, there isn't any.
The shutdown will affect a presidential trip to Asia. Stops in the Philippines and Malaysia are off, but visits to Indonesia and Brunei are still on. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
57 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ryan Stutz. Multiple news outlets report that a grand jury in Orange County has issued 5 indictments related to the ongoing investigation of the Carolina football program. Court documents were sealed, though, so neither the specific charges nor the names of the individuals indicted have been made public yet. The UNC football program has already been penalized for violating NCAA rules and regulations, but the North Carolina Secretary of State's office and Orange County District Attorney Jim Woodall have been investigating whether any state laws were broken as well. Among other things, they've been looking into whether former African Studies professor Julius Nangoro committed fraud by collecting paychecks from UNC for non-existent classes he didn't actually teach. They've also investigated whether sports agents violated state law by providing players with money and other gifts. Just last month, unsealed documents revealed that former Tar Heel Greg Little had admitted receiving more than $20,000 from an agent during his college career. Whether the indictments handed down this week relate to either of those, however, is still uncertain. Members of the Chapel Hill Town Planning Board say they're pleased with the plan drafted by the Central West Steering Committee to reshape our town and the area around the MLK Estes Drive intersection, but the board wants more clarification on several issues, and members of the steering committee itself still aren't happy with the plan. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The committee's plan was a draft version of uses and heights for proposed mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The plan also provided recommendations for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. The plan, presented in map form, was received fairly well by the planning board. Jason Baker said he was, quote, pretty pleased with the plan. He said he believed the bicycle and pedestrian improvements would be, quote, fantastic for the community and would help to mitigate traffic. John Adger said he believed that changes along Estes Drive were inevitable.
I take issue with some of the points that have been made by the members of the public because I think they're obsessing about the immediate problem and not really looking at the big picture. There's a lot of argument about will Estes be widened or not. It will obviously be widened, in my opinion.
The Central West Steering Committee has not had an easy road since work began in December of 2012, and the meetings have been filled with disagreements. Planning Board member Del Snow said she was not pleased with the work done by the consultant, who was brought in to provide the committee with technical expertise.
I feel that the tempo and style of the small area plan was set by the consultant when they came in with the maps first. I've always been a big proponent of having data to back up what you propose. That in itself troubles me.
Neil Bench, chair of the planning board, said something was going to happen to Estes regardless of what the committee presents to the council. He said he would rather have it happening sooner than later. 4 members of the Central West Steering Committee, who have formed their own unofficial subgroup, said they can't endorse the official plan. During the public input session, the 4 members presented their own map, which they said better addressed how development could affect traffic. They also criticized the official plan for failing to include community feedback. Committee co-chair Michael Parker rebuffed that claim. He said that the committee had held 4 community events, hosted walking tours, and offered a public survey.
So we, I think, tried as hard as we can to reach out and be reached out to.
Parker and co-chair Amy Ryan presented the plan to the board. They led the efforts to formulate the committee's latest version of the map. After several other versions, the map was drawn up based on one-on-one meetings that Ryan and Parker held with their fellow committee members. Ryan said the goal was to find trends among suggestions put forward by the committee members and then incorporate them into a new plan.
One thing I like about it is that it really squarely addresses the traffic concerns, which are so important for people in the area. And it also leaves things open to developers to kind of have flexibility about how they do things.
Heidi Chapman was one of six, including the four unhappy committee members, during the public comment period.
This is an attempt to present something to the planning committee today. It does not represent the public's view. The public made it very clear at the Amity Church and also in the survey that they did not like any of the plans that the consultant had come up with. And the plan that the two chairs had come up with is even more intense.
Steering committee member Mickey Jo Sorrell began the presentation of the unsatisfied subgroup.
I want to make it clear that this group of four is not against urban development. It's appropriate in the right places.
The group presented their revised version of the map, which includes what they call a more in-depth traffic analysis. Julie McClintock said it better explains how the development could impact the neighborhood.
If the biggest issue of developing this area, the biggest constraint is traffic, why would you not want to deal with it?
McClintock added that she felt the committee had failed to address stormwater issues in an area that is prone to flooding. The steering committee will return to the planning board on October 15th with the final draft of the Central West Small Area Plan. The committee will continue its work until November 25th when it reveals a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
U.S. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill has mirrored the president's sentiments, saying the Republicans are in complete control of the partial government shutdown. And Congressman Price spoke with WCHL late yesterday.
The House Republicans took us over the cliff last night. They had for days been trying to make the president, make the country pay a ransom for doing our basic job here, keeping the government open.
Congressman Price spoke with Aaron Keck on Tuesday on the WCHL Evening News. He says he's not seeing the other side of the aisle work together with his fellow Democrats in Washington.
These band-aids, as I call them, are about the best they've been able to manage, and I think that's pretty pathetic. This is clearly an attempt at gaining political cover for something that the American people don't like, and I've had plenty of evidence for that from the 4th Congressional District, from folks at home who are just appalled, I think, that that we've reached this point.
You can hear the full interview by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Member James Barrett says closing the achievement gap, a general agreement of those running, will continue to be his top priority if he is reelected to the board.
We believe we are the best district in the state, and that if we really want to be a truly great district, we've got to make sure that we're living up to our promise to serve all students. And the achievement gap shows that we're not doing that today.
Barrett says the way to shrink that gap is to focus the time and energy of the district on things that can be controlled.
There's a lot of things with poverty and race that we don't have control over. But what we have control over is the quality of that teacher and what he or she is doing in the classroom every single day. And that's what Dr. Forcell is clearly focused on, and I think that's what the district ought to be focused on.
Four candidates are contending for three seats on the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. WCHL's Elizabeth Spren spoke with Barrett about his seeking re-election to the school board and how he believes he'll best serve the students and parents of the district. You can hear the whole interview by going to our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. A new law allowing concealed weapons on public school campuses and in local restaurants has a lot of folks in Chapel Hill concerned. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin will have that story in our next newscast on WCHL. And your Orange County commissioners say they aren't ready to vet a new animal control ordinance that redefines the role of watchdog. That story also coming up next hour on WCHL. It's 6:40, and time for today's commentary on the way from Kristen Smith. Says, yes, local elections are important, and it does matter to you and your daily life. That's on the commentators straight ahead.
At East 54, we have 11. Make that 10.
condos left. Three, make that two, on the golf side and eight, seven on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe and a hotel on the inside with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and, well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those nine condos, eight, seven, really six, are going fast.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme in Carrboro. Our local restaurant scene has a serious edge to it. Chapel Hill is home to Four Diamond Carolina Crossroads and Il Palio Restaurant, with chefs James Clark and Adam Rose. And Carrboro has some of the best dining, clubs, and music anywhere around. And I'm proud to say that Acme is part of what makes our town so great. Honestly, why microwave three meals a day when there are so many delicious local choices just minutes away? Duck Dynasty. Really?
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car. The Southern Rail. It will take you back.
642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Kristen Smith. Want to spend long hours on Monday evening discussing and debating meeting issues, or Tuesday evenings talking and testing theories? Easy. Just convince a few thousand folks to vote for you for Chapel Hill Town Council or Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Okay, few of us roll with a crew that deep, so it's not as easy as it sounds. But it does highlight the disappointing voter turnout for municipal elections, just 17% for all Orange County in 2011. With the threat of government shutdown and rancor in Raleigh, the local elections may have crept up on you while you were sorting out the impact of Obamacare or tax reform. But there are many reasons why you should find out who are these candidates behind the signs on 15501. Don't think the folks at either town hall have an impact on your life? Both these elected bodies make decisions whose impact show up in your commute, your day at the park, and your property tax bill. These candidates have an opportunity to articulate their vision for the future and are charged with seeing that vision implemented. Don't let the debates of either capital overshadow the debates that influence the kind of community in which we live. And those debates, yes, they happen late on Monday and Tuesday nights, but they also happen in line at the grocery store. Candidates for Congress probably won't be meeting you at the poll when you cast your vote, but you can call, email, and talk in person with all of these local candidates. Just in case you don't catch these candidates while you're out buying local, come hear it straight from the horse's mouth. The Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber and the Orange Chatham Group of the Sierra Club will be co-hosting two candidate forums, 7 p.m. tonight at Carrboro Town Hall to hear from alderman candidates, and 7 p.m. Thursday at the library to hear from council candidates. Can't make it this week? Tune into the People's Channel, where the forums will be broadcast. Attending a forum is one way to be an informed voter, and you're on the right track listening to local media. Let's reverse the expected turnout trend. Make your voice heard by casting a vote in this year's municipal elections. This is Kristen Smith.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAI.
Saturday's loss to East Carolina was certainly a disappointment for Carolina football. But as the Tar Heels move forward towards Virginia Tech this weekend, and Coach Larry Fedora does not think it is time to panic.
Our philosophy is very sound and is proven. So that's not going to change. It's not going to waver what we do, how we do it, all those things. You cannot play the game unless you play the game with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, passion that I've all talked about before. And we didn't do that Saturday. We didn't do that. And again, that's my fault.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So how can the Carolina coaches help the players achieve better results, particularly on the defensive side of the ball?
We got to do a better job of making sure the kids understand what we're trying to do on each, for the game plan. We got to make sure it's simple enough to keep them where they don't have to think as much. And then the players are responsible for executing the plays that are called.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
By the way, game time on Saturday, Carolina and Virginia Tech will be 12:30. Our coverage will start at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. 6:47 at WCHL. Traffic and weather together straight ahead.
Are you thinking of remodeling your home? How amazing would it be to have your own personal design consultant from a store that's been voted the best tile resource in the area for 3 years in a row? At Best Tile, you can. The designers at Best Tile Showroom are trained to guide you all the way through the design process. So it's your voice, your taste, and your needs that your personal designer focuses on. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Visit us online at besttile.com to learn more.
The Carolina Inn is now the Tailgate Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn inviting you to tailgate with us for every home game. Enjoy our Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar, including our signature extra spicy incinerator. There's plenty of comfortable seating under the shady oaks and magnolias on the Inn's front lawn, along with big screen TVs. And at game time, Keenan Stadium is only steps away. Bring your Tar Heel spirit to the Carolina Inn, also known as the Tailgate Inn. Find out more at CarolinaInnEvents.com.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together at WCHL Traffic, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. You can often find Rand Northam out there with a dark green shirt on and a gold tie and just looking really good this morning. How's it going?
Thank you, Ron. It's going well. How are you?
Man, I walked in here this morning, and this man was in a frenzy. I mean, it was amazing. So many news stories to cover.
Yeah, a lot going on.
So much work to do. Just the beginning of a very busy day.
Yeah, well, we appreciate David Price coming on with us yesterday, talking about giving us the report from D.C. Of course, we heard from the president and his blasting of the Republicans, and David Price echoing those same sentiments as well, and we'll see. We've got a countdown going on our website right now of how long the government shutdown has been going, and we'll continue that throughout this government shutdown. So we're ticking right along.
Somebody put something on Facebook. The president's on the phone. He says, I'm having trouble with my government. And this IT guy on the other end says, have you tried shutting it off and then shutting it back on again? I wish you were that
simple. That's a good one.
Well, anyway, what's happening on the roadways this morning?
Well, we do have one slowdown to let you know about. NC 54 heading westbound, seeing a delay. Eastbound and westbound just popped up, actually. between that is Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Again, NC 54 eastbound and westbound. Also seeing some delays at the intersection of 15501 and NC 54. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. All right, it is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, a little bit warmer than it has been recently. We're going to have a warm day, high today by 85, sunshine today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s, and tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunny again with a high in the middle 80s. This good weather really continues, and we're going to get some clouds on Sunday afternoon, but between now and then, just about perfect weather. I don't know about you, but I am not complaining. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Maury Wills is 81 years old today. Boy, he was a great shortstop. Movie critic Rex Reed, 75. Don McLean, 68, the guy who gave us American Pie. Actor Avery Brooks, one of my favorites, 65 years old today. He played Hawk on Spencer for Hire. Remember that? Fashion designer Donna Karan, 65. Photographer Annie Leibovitz is 64. Let's see here. Singer-actor Sting. Sting is an actor? Anyway, Sting is 62 years old today. Actress Lorraine Bracco, 59. Freddie Jackson, 55 years old today. James Hunter is 51. He's a kind of a retro soul singer. Love that guy. 51 years old today. Jillian Welch, 46. Country singer Kelly Willis, 45. Actress talk show host Kelly Ripa. He was on TV with Live with Kelly and Michael, 43 years old today. Singer Tiffany, 42. Actress Brianna Brown, 34 years old today. And Brittany Howard, lead singer of Alabama Shakes. I love them. And Brittany Howard's really talented. She is 25 years old. Had a chance to see her in concert not too long ago over in Cary. Just puts on a great show. Got a local celebrity who's celebrating a birthday today and is today's winner of a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And our birthday winner of the day is Phil Shostak, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults. Congratulations, Phil. Happy birthday, buddy. We're going to make sure we get you that gift certificate from Chris Derby and the folks at the UPS stores. Happy birthday, Phil Shostak.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia. And the most trivial person I know is Freddie Kiger.
That would be me. My middle name is Minutia.
Yeah, it is. And you can never be a master of Minutia.
Nope, you can only hope to hold your own.
You can't shut him down. You just have to hope to contain it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like that. Let's drag out some more cliches. Throw the record book out the window.
Smash. You remember I used to do it? Remember I used to do those sound effects when we were doing Countdown to Kickoff?
Yeah.
That was one I used, actually.
Yeah, you had to, throw the record books out the window. That would crash.
Right.
And
Air Force with a jet.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, though, was when we did, we were doing Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's theme from The Common Man.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, and then we mentioned Rice Owls at the time, and I remember grabbing the record when it went, I still got that one somewhere.
I like to hear some of those old things.
Oh, my gosh. We had fun.
I got so many things like that.
Folks, that was such a fun time. I mean,
and
there
I
was Skip Foreman, AP at the time.
Yeah, Bruce Curran.
Bruce Curran.
Who was hilarious.
Who's over at journalism school now at UNC.
Yeah.
Dragan Mihaljevic, who now is the producer of CBS.
Yeah, Scott Przewanski was in there, too.
Scott was in, but he was a little bit after our time.
Yeah.
But Scott, who's done extremely well. Mick Mixon, who's done all right.
Yeah, he's done all right for himself.
It was an unbelievable group of us just going in there, cutting up, having fun.
It really was.
And then here's me and you still.
See how far we've come?
Yeah.
I'm still doing Countdown to Kickoff.
Yeah, you are. Well, you know what? Perfect segue.
Okay.
Bermanisms.
Bermanisms. All
As
right.
in Chris Berman.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, folks.
This.
Here's our trivia for this particular morning. If Chris Berman dropped Ty Corn on the Cob, Daryl Strawberry Feels Forever, with whom... as a baseball player,
uh-huh.
got Bermanized with first name, can you see last name?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Todd Morgan is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I was at Chapel Hill High for 5 years, served as the basketball coach for all 5 years, and I was athletic director for 4.
Todd finished up his stint at Chapel Hill High School last week.
It's such a wonderful place, and the school really excels. Chapel Hill High School being the home of scholars and champions. There's such a high academic emphasis at the school. Chapel Hill High had the number one overall SAT composite score for the whole state, and East Chapel Hill was number two, so that puts the school district certainly in high place across the state. Athletics, we certainly strive for excellence. I think we have the best combination across the state. Outstanding overall athletic program. We won the Wells Fargo Cup the last 2 years in a row, which basically represents overall excellence in athletic in our conference. And then from a basketball standpoint, you know, we inherited a program that was a storied and historic program with lots of tradition from the Ken Miller years and state championships and Ranzino Smith and Henrik Rodel and all the different teams and individual players and coaches have had a great amount of success. And then it had been down a little bit. Proud of the fact we were able to restore it.
Leaving Chapel Hill High School was tough, and he's proud of what he was able to accomplish.
We have a lot of lifelong memories and lifelong friendships, I think, that will remain close with a lot of folks through the years. But being athletic director is a big job, a big responsibility. When you're working with Hall of Fame coaches like Sherry Norris and like Ron Olson and like Ron Benson and like Nick Walker and Isaac Marsh, you just have such great people that are teachers first, and they're doing so many wonderful things for our young people. Just really blessed and fortunate to have had an opportunity to work with coaches of that caliber and learn from them and be associated with them and have friendships with them that will last the rest of my life.
Why leave?
Nothing against Chapel Hill. We love it there. We have so many wonderful memories, obviously professionally, and my wife was a school teacher in the district at Sewell Elementary School for 5 years. It just really, we have a 20-month-old daughter, Callie Gray, and we're expecting a boy in December. Just felt like with our growing family, we were kind of thinking it might be time for us to look to get back to Eastern North Carolina to get closer to our family. My family's from Moorhead City. My wife's family's from New Bern, and we love Chapel Hill. We love Chapel Hill High School, Chapel Hill school system. We were married while we were living in Chapel Hill. We had our first child while we were living in Chapel Hill. We found out about the upcoming birth of our second child while we were living in Chapel Hill. So a lot of really wonderful things happened in our lifetime during our 5 years there.
Now he will be a teacher and basketball coach at Charles B. Acock High School in Goldsboro. Thank you for all you've done for the kids at Chapel Hill High School. Todd Morgan, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock, Kid WCHL.
Well, you would be talking about Jose Can You See Canseco.
That would be correct.
That's who you're talking about here.
That would be correct.
You've seen that commercial on TV, I guess, for Chris Berman's on right now.
Yeah.
All the time. I see it. It's for Buffalo Wild Wings, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy says basically.
Yeah. Basically,
stop.
Get the heck out of the way, you know.
Yeah, really. At any rate, Mike Galou was the first person to call in with the correct answer this morning. Jose Canseco. And Mike gets swapped trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Eclipse Tanning. It's up to half off. Three different tanning packages available now. With today's deal, choose from three popular tanning packages. One option is for one custom spray tan available for $18. Another option is get three custom spray tans for $49. Finally, you can get one tan in each of the five-level tanning beds for only $45. It's up to half off from Eclipse Tanning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It'll be another nice day. Sunshine, high today about 85.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is.